Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming up at 10:35, Trump and the meme coin and the money the Trump family has made off that coin is quite something.
$3 billion.
Just pocket change.
Three billion
with a B. We're lucky to talk to Joe Nocera, who's deputy managing editor of the Free Press, wrote an article on this, and he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about that. So a good get there. Absolutely.
Well, donut lovers, young and old, flocked to Fridley yesterday to celebrate the opening of Krispy Kreme's return to the Twin Cities. Reports are that by 7 a.m., the line for a warm glazed donut was already around the block. Now, if you've been around long enough, you might remember this happened a couple of decades ago. Maple Grove. I was in high school. That store, I think, had a line 24/7 for several months in a row. I mean, you drive past at 3 a.m., still a line. I'm not sure if the current one, Fridley's, open around the clock or not. I'd guess maybe not. But there is a lot of buzz about the long lines of people trying to get Krispy Kreme donuts in Fridley. Adam and Jordana, are you in on the Krispy Kreme craze?
No. But here's the thing that this story is reminding me of, that I'm just really old, because I remember the first go-around of Krispy Kreme, and that didn't seem that long ago, and now we're here for the second round of Krispy Kreme, and I'm like, didn't we just do this? And oh no, that was 20 years ago. So best of luck. I know, you know, people love, again, I'm not going to yuck anybody's yum. If you want to stand in line for a donut, an average donut, go for it. But, Quick Trip has, what are they called, the Glazers?
Yeah.
Aren't they basically the same thing?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
I think it's fun. I don't stand in line for things, but if people are excited about it, anything, like you said, you can get excited about, I would never want to poop on that. But I think this is a good business model. Like, Krispy Kreme comes out every 20 years with a bang. They make a lot of money, and they're like, oh, nobody's interested anymore, and they go away for a while. And then, let's bring them back, the vintage Krispy Kremes. Like, is that what they're doing? They're making a lot of money in a few years, but everyone loses the appeal, and then they reemerge. So maybe it's a brand-new business model. Maybe we should be thinking about this for products. You know, make them go away, then make them new again.
Yeah. Well, that's they were doing that for cars for a while. You know, they'd remember, like Chevy said, the Camaro. We're getting rid of the Camaro, so everybody. Oh, and then, like, the Camaro came back out like 2 years later. They came out with another Camaro. So.
Well, it's the same with fast food items. Like, you know, how often does Taco Bell or McDonald's? Oh, the McRib is gone. Oh, the McRib is back. Every single year,
Right, like the pumpkin spice crap. You know, that it's only in the fall. So we get it. Smart. Works.
Those who were not running for a donut were maybe driving out of the city to try to catch a glimpse of the northern lights either a couple of nights ago or last night. I saw a little bit from the outer suburbs where I was last night, a little green and red in the sky. Adam and Jordana, did you make a foray out of doors any of the last couple of nights to catch the Northern Lights?
I did not.
I did. I got not last. So last night I went outside at like I think it was probably 8, and couldn't see any. But the night before it was incredible. I mean, it was incredible, and it was very cool. I walked out on my deck and it was green and red and it was just beautiful. And I thought like this is pretty cool, and I hadn't seen them like that colorful in quite a long time, and. Texted my friends like, God, are you seeing this? And everybody's texting me pictures. It's like, it was very cool. Last night, though, somebody in our neighborhood, like on their neighborhood Facebook page, like texted, can everybody shut their lights off at 8 o'clock house outside lights so we can look at them better? Like, nah, no, I'm sorry.
God. Like, I can't believe you check that. It would make me want to punch everybody in the throat.
That's why I do it. I check just to get a rise out of myself for
everybody.
Like, oh my gosh.
Their lights.
Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, you know. I understand
the
sentiment.
Right?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we live out in the, we're on the edge of the boondocks anyway. Like, just get in the car and go out a little ways, but no.
All right, could the neighbor on 3rd Street turn your
floodlight
in the back yard off?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I turned all my lights on full blast just to, you know.
Pointed them at the neighbors. Yes. Aimed them up at the neighbors. Have you guys heard of this apparently new social media trend called the flip camera trend? A group of people, usually teenagers dancing, ask a classmate or stranger in public to record them doing a dance routine. The dancers then apparently without the stranger knowing, like, press the button to flip the camera around. So now the video is capturing the unsuspecting victim who doesn't know they're being videoed, and all they're doing is watching a dance. So it's a little convoluted, but you get it? I'm like, hey, film me.
Yeah,
but instead it's filming you with like a dumb face on because you're just watching this thing. Then they, of course, post those videos on social media. Adam and Jordana, is that like a fun, ha, 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 we gotcha moment? Or would you classify that as online bullying?
I don't think it's bullying. I think it's just lowbrow, stupid humor. That, like, we can do better than that. We can come up with something better than that. This is my problem with a lot of
social media joke.
Yes. I mean, it's you know, but a lot of the social media trends, the ones that are meant to be humorous, I found in this day and age, punch down on people. Whereas, like, if you're the butt of the joke in a TikTok thing, like the creator is the butt of the joke, that's, to me, good effort, funny. But if you're, like, making somebody else the butt of the joke, that's not funny to me. That's like you're just picking on people and you're punching down.
Yeah.
And I don't
think
this is an instance of that, but like you see people like go into Home Depot or whatever and like dump paint on people and
really?
You know, like that, and like that's not funny to me. Like you are like you're punching down and you're making somebody else the butt of the joke and that's not funny. It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going on a soapbox of.
I think you're
but be funnier.
Yeah.
Be funnier. Don't don't make other people the butt of your joke. If
right.
you want attention on social media, do a great dance.
Yeah.
Be funnier.
Right.
Don't
yeah.
make it at somebody else's expense.
Right.
Do better.
Do better. Hashtag do better.
Metro Transit is trying to keep trains and buses safer this winter. Their new winter safety plan boosts the presence of officials on light rail trains and buses by 70%. That's in addition to the 80 trip agents that are already out there serving the community. Adam and Jordana, with this in mind, an effort to keep trains safer, would you feel comfortable and safe riding a Metro Transit bus or train this winter?
Yeah.
I think I am. I'd be comfortable riding the train and the bus right now. I just don't because of my hours, and it's just not convenient for me to do so. But there was many, many years where I rode the light rail, loved it. And I know it's not as many people use it now, and there have been safety issues, and I get there's an uncomfortable aspect to it. If there's a homeless person on a train, I get that too. You go to any major city and in their public transportation system, you're going to see something that probably makes you feel uncomfortable. But I have no qualms about doing that. But does that mean that I don't want people on the train, police officers? Absolutely not. The more for people to feel safe, great. And I'll go back to the one thing, you know, if you made people pay and go through a turnstile on those trains too, that would make a lot of difference. And I think they should have done that from the start. They can't do it now, but that would have made a big difference too.
Yeah, I would feel comfortable, but I'm also a person who, you know, grew up with Pam Greene's, you know, you don't go by yourself.
Yeah.
So I understand people use it to commute. So if I was going to use it to commute, you know, it's during commuting hours. I would have to, you know, I would take somebody on a test run, make sure that was safe. But like, not at night, because no, you shouldn't do that at night by yourself as a woman. Yeah. So I definitely, you know, wouldn't want that. I would just do it kind of in a smart way. If I was going to use public transportation, it would probably be when I had other people with me because there's safety in numbers.
The most annoying thing people do in the drive-thru, what is it? 651-461-9226. The most annoying thing that people do in drive-thrus. We've got some drive-thru etiquette to go over next on CCO.
We do.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
Yeah. Oh, geez. What do I want?
Come on, decide. You've been waiting in line. Give me a second here.
Well, this is Wendy's. I know I come here once a week, but geez, what do I want?
It's Wendy's. Come on.
That is the number one thing when you talk about drive-thru etiquette. We've already got three different texts on it. If you are going, these aren't like brand new places you're going to. First of all, if it is, let's say you by some chance you've never been to a Taco Bell. You know what you should do? Park the car, go inside, and then you can have all the time in the world to look at that menu, and then you know what you want. But the drive-thru is for people who know what they want, who are ready to order, and get right through it. Right?
That's right.
I mean, there should be no debate about that. Like, you should know what you want when you are pulling in to make your order.
But also now, the drive-thrus, at least the ones that I've been to, they have the menus like first. And then you pull up and order.
Right.
So they have the menu where you can look. And especially if you're in a place like that, like Starbucks has that. They have the menu and then you pull up and you make your order and then you pull up and you get it.
Yeah.
So there's no excuse for not knowing what you want when that happens.
Right.
The issue that I have with the drive-thru is that if I'm with somebody who's got a very convoluted order.
Oh, boy.
Does this happen to you?
Well, you tell your story, then I'll tell mine. But I know where you're going with this, I think.
Just because whether it's a burger minus this, extra this, plus this, but this on the side, but I want that. That's annoying. But what gets me is when I'm with the girls and they have a Starbucks order that has words that I've never heard of.
Yes.
Like the triple double half calf extra foam Chiato. I don't know what those words are, and
double
I'm also
pump.
Never going to learn them.
Double pump, low ice. Yes,
Pebble I might as
well
ice,
be. I might as well be a translator at the United Nations, trying to somebody speaking Swahili to me, and I've got to like convey that to another person.
There's
no terror like a terror of a father who pulls into a drive-thru for Starbucks with two daughters in the car. Like, and I just roll down all the windows. I say, shout out what you want. Cause I'm not, and I'm like, I'll take a dark roast coffee. Which size? Whatever the large is. What's
whatever.
That? Venti, venti, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'll
just roll down the windows and let the girls scream out their order.
That's what I do. I say, get up here, so if someone's in the back, so they can hear you, so you can tell them exactly what you want. Because if I start, then they're going to say, no, I wanted this. And then it is a complete bleep show.
Yeah.
So I want nothing to
do
with that.
And by the way, shout out to those people who work at Starbucks, the baristas, who can get all that on the first take and hit all those buttons on the different adjustments to an order. And, like, they don't even ask to repeat it. It's like, wow, you are amazing. Like, that is amazing.
God
That's
bless.
Like an NFL quarterback getting the call in and making the exact call right. Like, bravo to those people.
You need a specialized degree to be able to figure all of that out, know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
So that all needs to happen. Yes. So I think that is one of the, what we're talking about, the worst offenses.
Yeah, that's number one.
At the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Someone said, I hate it when the person in front of my car spits out the window.
Oh,
okay,
well, that's
disgusting. Yeah. Why are people doing that? Like at the drive-thru? Do that when you're on the highway.
They're just cleansing their palate. They're just cleansing the palate before they bite into that Big Mac.
Stop it. I don't like that. Ordering for a family through the drive-thru. I have been behind those people where they're at the drive-thru.
What do you want?
I don't even go to a lot of drive-thrus. Yeah. But the order keeps coming. You know, they're there 15 minutes.
Yes.
And this and they
what
keep handing
ordering?
Bags
right.
out.
Yes.
And I'm like,
what?
How many people are in that car? Right. Is it a clown car that
yes.
there's 14 people
15
in there?
15 bags. Like, what are you
right.
doing?
All of that. I'm like, what is happening here? And if you have an enormous order like that, you should probably use the app because everyone has an app. Order ahead and go in and pick it up.
Go in and pick
the
it
drive-thru
up.
The drive-thru is for convenience.
Yes. But that's another one
that's
where
it.
you know what you just have. Like, they pull up and the kids in the back don't even realize they're suddenly in the drive-thru and they're on their phone. What do you want? Oh.
Stop it.
Somebody texts in, I hate when the worker asks me what I want to order before I'm even up to the speaker. Yeah, that's like, or what's the deal now with, like, you get the greeting, like, welcome to McDonald's, would you like to use your, and then you say no, and then it's a whole different voice. The next mm-hmm. person is like, okay, then what do you want? What's that?
Oh, yeah. And here's one. Mark and I did our Burger King run yesterday, but we actually went into the Burger King to get it, and because I guess we had time to do it. So we ordered. It was still wrong, by the way. when I got it. But, oh, the first thing they say, I say, oh, I'll have an Impossible Whopper because they have that, you know, vegan Whopper there, which
yes.
is fun. I'll have an Impossible Whopper. Do you want to make it a meal?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Well, that is my meal. My meal is the burger.
Do you want fries and a drink with that?
Right. And then I said, well, I guess. And then she said, okay, fries. I said, no, I prefer onion rings. But, oh, they said, what size meal? I said, I don't know, like a small. Mm-hmm. But I said, I'd like a medium fries. And she looked at me confounded, like, because I don't want like a medium drink. I want just a small soda, you know, or a water. But like, it that confused. I know I'm an idiot. And
yeah,
I probably, if I went more.
You're the problem.
Out,
you're the problem in that situation.
Because I want a medium onion ring, but a small soda.
Yeah, you're
so
screwing
how does that
up. You're screwing up the whole system there.
Yeah.
That's on you. Here's another
no
one.
No mayo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have your payment method ready to go. That's another thing. Like, are you surprised that you've got to pay for the food? Like, oh, geez,
right.
yeah, hang on. Like,
digging
you know, they're
around.
Digging in their
what are you
pocket.
Doing?
And, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Or looking for the exact
see.
Change. You know, if you've got, ooh, I've got 21 cents in here somewhere. Hang on. You know,
stop
like,
it.
Come on.
Stop it. Someone says the top complaint has to be about people not pulling up so that others can wait for their food, especially at Culver's. Oh, that's interesting. Like, if there's a mistake you mean with your order, then you have to pull out of line?
Yeah, usually they have spots where they, you know, they have mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, like, hey, pull up to number one and we'll have it out to you. Usually
okay.
that's on the fast food place to tell you to do that. They're not just going to let you sit there and wait for it.
Right, and hold up the line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To get there, the most annoying thing this texter says is they get their food and sit in the front window going through everything, handing food to passengers. Pull into a parking
yes.
spot and do that.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes will do that if there's nobody behind me, you know, to make sure that the burger's right. Because
yeah.
if you do pull into the parking spot, then you got to get out of your car, you got to go
yep.
back in. But if there's somebody behind you, you got to move along.
Yeah. Here's one that we're going out the something called the takeout as the, you know, the top etiquette of drive through.
Mm-hmm.
This one I didn't think about. Turn off your windshield wipers at the order window. You know why?
Oh, well, does it like splash
I think you spray water. I think you're spraying water at the person in the the employee. I never thought
That's
of that.
That's not very nice.
No.
Yeah, because usually there's an overhang.
Yeah.
But
if you're still got water
thank
on
you
the
for
windshield,
that etiquette.
Yes.
Thank you for that etiquette. All right, let's change it up. I'm so excited to have our next guest on. Joe Nocera is the deputy managing editor of the Free Press, and he has written a fascinating piece about the Trump family's cryptocurrency business, the meme coin, and how the emoluments clause plays into the fact that the Trumps, their net worth has jumped by $3 billion. By the way, that was a 17-fold revenue increase for the Trump organization since they entered the crypto market, which has been since President Trump has been in office. We're going to get into the weeds and we're going to ask some tough questions. Joe Nocera joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It doesn't sound legal. It certainly doesn't sound ethical. But we're going to shake it out with our next guest. Well, I'm going to explain to you a little bit about the article that Joe Nocera wrote for the Free Press. He talks about the First Family's staggeringly lucrative crypto business. He reports that the president's net worth has jumped by $3 billion. That is a 17 times revenue increase for the Trump Organization since they entered the crypto market. So is it brilliant business or is it access from foreign governments and billionaires that are trying to get favors from Trump through buying digital assets? We're going to talk with Joe Nocera, who is the deputy managing editor of the Free Press, who wrote this piece in the Free Press. But it is a complex article, and I'm going to make the assumption that our listeners haven't read it yet. So I just want to explain a little bit before we ask Joe some further questions, just so we're on the same page. So listeners, the article details a very quick billion-dollar expansion of the Trump family's cryptocurrency businesses. In January of this past year, the Trump meme coin was issued. And, you know, the president has often said he doesn't know a lot about crypto, that his sons have been sort of running the show, and they've issued three different tokens, these cryptocurrencies, adding, as I mentioned, an estimated $3 billion in net worth in less than a year. This is just in this past year. It's not before he was elected. Now, the piece goes on to really look into. Is it corruption, a conflict of interest? Why is this even allowed to be happening? And the report details three instances. This one, Justin Sun and the SEC, where a Chinese-born crypto billionaire became a top purchaser of some of these Trump tokens. And shortly after that, the SEC paused its market manipulation against Justin Sun while it was considering a resolution to this. So there is that one, the Chinese crypto billionaire issue. The next issue was, I know it's confusing, so try to stay with me, friends. A UAE-backed investment purchased $2 billion of Trump's new stablecoin. And 2 weeks later, the Trump administration approved the sale of a very sensitive advanced semiconductor chip to the UAE, even though his own national security experts warned against it. So you see, a UAE-backed investment firm purchased $2 billion of Trump's stablecoin and then, you know, sold them the semiconductor chip that they wanted, even though our national security experts said, don't do that. And the third one were executives from Binance, which is was founded by a convicted money launderer, a Chinese convicted money launderer, who helped build the technology for Trump's stable coin. Okay, now I know those are sort of the three main issues of the article. I know it gets really confusing. That's why we're bringing in the smartest person I know about this, Joe Nocera, who wrote the article, and he is the deputy managing editor of the Free Press. And Joe, I know that was a very long lead-in, but I just wanted to get our listeners on the same page if they haven't read the piece yet. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me. I think it's an important issue, and I'm happy to talk about it.
Okay, I hope I did your piece a little bit of justice by just really boiling it down. I want to start with this, like, dollar for access mechanism. You write that the $3 billion surge in the Trump's family wealth is an alarming part of this story, because it seems, this is me saying it, not you, that they have monetized presidential access. You know, they had like that gala dinner where it was like $200,000 a person to be able to go. Is that what we're seeing? Are we currently living through a moment where people are able to buy access and influence to the president?
Well, I actually think it's kind of worse than that. To be honest, he did pump up sales of one of his cryptocurrencies by saying, I'm going to hold a gala dinner, and the 220 top buyers of the meme coin will come to the dinner, and the top 25 will come to a private event with me. And the number one person on the list was this guy, Justin Sun, this cryptocurrency billionaire, who was under investigation by the SEC. And what do you know? The SEC investigation disappeared. I mean, that's beyond access. That's not just access. And then the United Arab Emirates thing, UAE thing, I mean, that's even worse, because you have a situation where, don't forget, it's not just Trump. It's the Witkoffs. So who is Steve Witkoff? He is Trump's, one of his closest friends, and he's also the Middle East envoy. Mm-hmm. Who is Zach Witkoff? Zach Witkoff is Steve Witkoff's son, and he is one of the co-founders of the company, the crypto company, with Don Jr. and Eric Trump. So you've got Steve Witkoff with a left hand saying, let's negotiate this chip deal to the UAE. And you have the son saying, hey, let's do this $2 billion deal for our company that'll make us money. Oh, and by the way, the person on the other side of those negotiations, the sheik on the other side, whose name I can't pronounce, he was involved in both of those negotiations. Both of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting a little overexcited here, I admit, but
it's okay.
Like many Americans, my eyes was glazing over through most of this, because, you know, it's just, oh, there he goes again. Trump is scamming his MAGA supporters, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then when I saw the pardon of CZ, the founder of Binance, it's just like, this is wrong. Something's going on here that's not very good. Now, I should note, we need to say that the White House denies any conflicts, any problems. They basically say, you know, what Trump did was, as president, it had nothing to do with his crypto business, but I mean, anybody who knows how Trump operates is that, you know, monetizing is his middle name.
So, and Joe, thank you for joining us. It seems to be happening right out in the open, and that this is happening right in front of us. And just like so many things, I guess, with this administration, is my question is, who's mining the store and saying, are there any voices in places of power saying that this A, at the very least, it doesn't look good, and at the very worst, it isn't good, and it's you are absolute. This is a conflict of interest, and you're selling off influence. Is there any voices out there that are saying that have any sway?
No, is the answer, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, great.
Okay, so obviously, the Justice Department's not going to do anything.
Yeah,
I don't even think the president has an ethics counselor in the White House, as other presidents have had. The Republicans in Congress and the Senate aren't going to do anything. But here's the real surprise. Aside from Elizabeth Warren and Ro Khanna, the congressman from California, mm-hmm. the Democrats haven't said anything either. Now, right. Why is that, you ask? The answer is because the crypto lobby is so powerful that the Democrats are afraid of them for the midterms. So, for instance, the reason Sherrod Brown of Ohio is no longer a senator is in no small part because the crypto lobby decided to oust him because he was anti-crypto. So they spent a ton of money in Ohio trying to defeat him for re-election. They did the same thing with Katie Porter when she was trying to when she was running in the primary to for Senate. They did the exact same thing. She was anti-crypto, and they decided to make her a symbol. And make an example of her. So they not only did that, but then once she lost, they touted it everywhere possible, saying, look what we did to Katie Porter. And by the way, we'll do that to you, too.
Wow. We have, that's terrifying, by the way, Joe. Absolutely terrifying. We have an emoluments clause in our Constitution, and I do want to talk about that, because that basically says that presidents shouldn't be able to make money off of the presidency. But in the UAE deal specifically, where the $2 billion stablecoin purchase came before this favorable national security decision on the chips to sell them the chips, that sort of raised the ire of wait a minute, can the emoluments clause come into play here? So does how the Trumps are structuring this, you know, like the president saying the money is going to his son's business, does that protect him from from the emoluments clause? And does the emoluments clause have any teeth to protect the American public from this happening?
Okay, so we discovered during the first Trump term that the emoluments clause is pretty toothless unless Congress rises up and tries to do something about it via impeachment. So, for instance, don't you remember when the Saudis and everybody were renting rooms in his hotel in Washington? Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, mm-hmm. Right. So the Democrats sued under the emoluments clause and saying this was wrong, and the judge threw it out and said the Democrats didn't have any standing to sue. So if the Democrats don't have a standing to sue in emoluments, then who the hell does?
Right.
So this time around, I mean, yes, I had two ethics experts. I quoted two ethics experts who said they strongly believe that the UAE deal violated the emoluments clause. But the fact of the matter is nobody is going to do anything about it.
And by the way, one of them was Richard Painter from the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
So thank you for using Richard.
Right.
He's a very good contact.
The thing about Trump is, you said, he does it out in the open. He does. And he's shameless. And it really helps if you're a crook to be shameless because you don't care. You know, how many politicians over the years have resigned out of some sense of shame that they had done something wrong, even sometimes when the wrongdoing would have been very, very hard to prove.
So Al Franken.
The fact that Al Franken is a great mm-hmm. example of that. My God, I wish he was a good senator. Trump, his attitude is, come get me. Come get me, boys. As his mentor used to say, they punch you, you punch them back harder.
You mean Roy Cohn?
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
Joe, and
I was having a senior moment there. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I got it. I got you.
And Joe, here's the thing too. There's no shame with him, and his supporters don't care. They just don't. And we're getting text after text right now as you're talking, saying, "Where were Joe's eyes glazing over when Joe Biden's son dealings overseas, or talking about Nancy Pelosi and her returns on investment, and all the Dems who are involved in corruption?
Yeah,
how is this different?"
Let me say a few things about that. First of all, the free press has been very tough on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So we have nothing to be embarrassed about there.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there is zero proof that Hunter Biden was putting money in his dad's pocket. His deals were sleazy.
Yep.
And there's no question that he was doing that. The only reason he was getting, $1 million a month deals with Burisma and so on was because he was the president's son. There's no question about that. But
vice president's son at the time. Yep.
Yeah. What was the vice president and then the president taking? Was he participating in that? Was he part of the deal? There's never been any proof of that.
Correct.
And the Republicans, brought impeachment charges that never got anywhere because there was no proof. As for Nancy Pelosi, what people tend to forget is that, she's married to a hedge fund manager. Look, nobody in Congress or Senate should be allowed to trade stocks.
Correct.
Period.
Yep.
It's a giant conflict of interest. These guys sit on committees and they know stuff in advance and they trade on it and nothing ever happens to it. It's wrong. It's plain wrong. And by the way, Richard Pena also, when I spoke to him, I didn't put this in the piece because it was a little slightly irrelevant, but he went on and on about this, that this is something that shouldn't be happening. But the only way it's not going to happen is if Congress passes a law to stop it. And this is the same Congress that won't stop Trump. They're certainly not going to stop themselves from insider trading.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know we're almost out of time, but we're speaking with Joe Nocera, the deputy managing editor of the Free Press, who wrote a great piece on the Free Press about Trump and cryptocurrency and how his family is making money. I just wanted to kind of put this in perspective, because I think we all feel like there's always quid pro quo in politics. There's always that's why lobbyists exist, basically. And you quote in the piece the FTC former chair, Timothy Massad. He warned that cryptocurrency are a vehicle for unlimited political bribery. So how does this new crypto system equate with old school lobbying and more quid pro quo? Have we upped the ante? Is it on just a much larger scale, or is it more out in the open, or is it different?
It's a little bit different in that it's easier. As Massad said, to say, "Well, I was just taking a flyer on a cryptocurrency. I wasn't asking anything for the president." And when you hand Spiro Agnew a handful of cash in return for some favor, that's much more straightforward and much easier to discover. So
yes.
It gives you an excuse to say, "Oh, I wasn't doing anything wrong," which is harder in other areas of bribery.
Fair enough. Joe Nocera,
Thanks, Joe.
Grateful for your time. It's unbelievable piece, and thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us. I hope you'll come back on the show.
Can I just say very quickly, if you want to read the piece,
please,
go to thefp.com, thefp.com.
The FP, thefreepress.com.
The Free Press.
I have my
thank
subscription.
You so much.
Thank you, Joe. That was troubling. That was troubling. Let's react next.
10:55, that is your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to upgrade your gutters to LeafGuard brand gutters, the only seamless system guaranteed to never clog right now for the month of November. 50% off installation labor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, some of the texts. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, we had the clip coming back. This what might be unites Republicans and Democrats. Well, apparently it's corruption is what unites them and why they can't do anything about it, because they've all got some questionable deals, and that would stop that gravy train if they actually went after it.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to, you know, that's what a lot of the texters are. Oh, boy, here we go again. They all cheat the system. Guys, why are we allowing that? Why we need somebody to run, and unfortunately, it's not going to be me. I don't have the energy for it. But we need somebody to run to say, I am going to propose a bill that says elected officials, I don't care who you are, federal officials cannot be in the stock market. You cannot make money
right
off of any kind of investments or any kind of dealings. And I don't care if your husband is in, he's a hedge fund trader or a bond market. Maybe that person doesn't get to run for office.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't divest, if you can't say for the 3 years or the 4 years, whatever, because we should definitely have term limits, that I am going to be in office, my husband or wife will take a sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We need to demand better. This isn't out of the realm. We need to be able to do that if we want to change the system.
Yep.
So I know I'm on my soapbox. I'm just disgusted with what we heard. On both sides.
Do we still use soapboxes? What is a soapbox?
I'll have to Google that now.
If you still have one, does it still work? We are honoring long-running appliances. Yes, that hard-hitting topic coming up after the news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site. Site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.